Alex, how good does that feel?
Oh, yeah, it's obviously now since it's finished and take it all in, I think now is the time we can actually kind of like look at this stadium, because you couldn't take it in before. We didn't have a great start to the game, obviously going 2-0 down, and I think any other team would have been beaten. And we've just shown the character that's got us here today to get us back into that game. And yeah, it's just, I've got to be honest, I'm actually asking people what's happened, because it's just a dream, you know. I've scored 2 goals at Wembley and we've won to go to the Championship. It's just unbelievable.
You'll have dreamed about scoring here. Did you ever dream of scoring a goal quite as good as that second today?
No, to be honest, you know, it's a boyhood dream. I'm actually more pleased with probably the first one, if I'm honest, because I don't get enough of them. You know, I've scored a few goals outside the box this year and I haven't probably scored as many inside the box as I should have done. So it was really pleasing to get that. And that, you know, that was an important goal because it got us back into the game. And we said if we get a goal, you know, they're going to get nervous because they know full well what we're about. And they did, and I know, yeah, you know, them ones are there to be hit, and you kind of hope and pray. And I knew when it came to me, oh, that's what I wanted to do, and maybe I haven't done that enough to show people what I'm about at this football club. But, you know, it's proved a lot of people wrong. It's nice for me because I know there was a lot of doubters of me, and it's emotional because I've proved a lot of people wrong today, and the gaffer and everybody here has always stuck by me, and it means a lot.
I was going to ask you about the emotion, because I think I mentioned to you earlier, half-time whistle goes, I'm walking up to the stairs to get some refreshment. Your wife's there with your child and he's crying his eyes out because his dad's losing 2-0 at half-time. I just wonder what his emotions were when you scored that Belton equaliser.
Well, I mean, it was one of those where I wasn't going to bring him, to be honest, because I thought it was going to be a too big of occasion for him. But, you know, people said to me, you've got to take him because you might never ever get the chance. And he'll remember it for the rest of his life, I hope. That is, you know, I was hoping to get a picture, but unfortunately we can't take him onto the pitch. But yeah, my wife's pregnant as well, and we're due in August, and I think the bump felt that as well, you know, the emotion that probably my wife was going through. But listen, it's what you dream about. Having your family here to witness what's happened is just amazing feeling, and to have that, I'll never forget it for the rest of my life.
And, you know, you're having to watch the second period of extra time, because I think they're just the cramp and everything. Yeah, it just kicks in, doesn't it? And as you're watching that shootout, what's that like?
I didn't watch it. I know it's a terrible thing to say, I didn't watch it. I couldn't watch it because I was so disappointed that I came off. I wanted to be a part of it. And me and Rainer actually watched it in the changing rooms. And, you know, it was massively important that the right people took the penalties, and that's exactly, and Adam showed what a genius he is at penalties. And I mean, I still can't believe what's happening.
And it is going to be Championship football next year. I mean, that's the reality now. I mean, it is a great league to be part of, isn't it?
It's amazing. And some of the teams are in there. We're going to Fulham away, we're going to Norwich away, you know, we're going to it's just unbelievable. And now we've got the difficult task now of building for a team that's going to be ready for the Championship. And if the lads put that much hard work in, even in the Championship, yeah, the quality, you know, has got to be up. We know that. But if you work as hard as what we work, people don't want to play us. And if we can take what we've done, you know, even today, 2-0 down, and we've got it promoted, you know, it's, like I said, we'll go into that next year. We've just got to enjoy what's happened today. Like all the fans that came down, it's just an amazing feeling. And just meant to everyone that what's happened to this football club since the chairman's taking it over. And I said in an interview the other day, we've come a long way since Don Valley. And the other day I said massive. I said we're a massive club. And I think a few people text me saying, not massive, we're in the Championship. You know, bigger teams have stayed in League One and we've proved people wrong this year. Yeah, all right, we're not a massive club, but we're on the right direction. Look at the support today, it's amazing. And I think everybody can be proud of being from Rotherham and playing in the Championship. I don't know what else to say.
And you're not going to go there, dare I say, to make up the numbers, are you?
No, of course not. You know, we've beaten Championship clubs this year. You know, we've got derby games now. You know, we've got some massive games, and it's something that we can all look forward to for the next few weeks. And then obviously we'll prepare and the hard work starts to go again. We've all got meetings with the manager on this week sometime, whenever we get back. And it's an important couple of days, obviously, for players, you know, and I'm sure we'll see some players leaving, some people, you know, and players coming in. But as long as we keep that tight-knit group together, you never know what could happen next year.